Good morning, everyone. Hello and welcome to the 13th edition of FOSCON. It's nice to see you here. We will just continue in English. Normally, we would ask for German or English, so every time someone is here who's only speaking English, so we will continue here. I'd like to welcome you from the FOSCON Orga team at our conference, 13th edition. As I said, again, no unlucky number here because it's not Friday. Everything's safe. And then I would directly pass the microphone to Professor Haydn, which will welcome you from the university.
So thank you very much. Yes, as the dean of the computer science department of Bonn-Rhein-Sieg University, it is my privilege and my pleasure to welcome you to the 13th Free and Open Source Software Conference in St. Augustine. While the Gamescom Fair is right now celebrating its 10th anniversary in Cologne, we are already 3 years ahead with our FOSCON, and originating from an initiative of two students and a professor of the Department of Informatics here at this university, the FOSCON has become a stable event, one of our oldest, or I think the first international conference that is regularly organized and held here in St. Augustine in our University of Applied Sciences. And it is definitely some lighthouse conference, one of the most prominent events here. And as an international conference, it is an event that we are all looking forward to throughout the year. While the FOSCON has developed and grown, so has the university, and as well as the Department of Informatics. And starting in 1995 and 1996, respectively, the university now offers study programs for about 9,000 students in five departments. And the computer science department has close to 2,000 students, and with this number, together with about 40 professors and lecturers, we are one of the biggest computer science departments in German universities of applied sciences. And therefore, we very much appreciate to regularly have the opportunity to be the host of one conference like the FOSCON. Our bachelor and master programs and also the PhD programs cover generic informatics as well as business information systems and autonomous systems and visual computing and games technology. So a broad range of computer science topics. Free and open software has always been a strong issue in the academic environment. And though collaboration with industrial partners and economical partners often requires exchange via commercial standards, we have always had a particular focus on open software and open technology. Being rooted in the natural sciences and in computer graphics and media, I myself appreciate very much that by now there is an alternative for almost every commercial software package and application that is free and open source, and that is very good that there are these alternatives that are not commercial, though, although also there are some models being developed or have been developed to also earn money with free and open software, which is also very good. So this grows and gives people the opportunity to develop open systems and still earn their living from it. In an era of autonomously driving cars, decision-making, financial and administrative algorithms, manifold smart hardware and cross-linked digital personal assistants invading our households, open source may be the only chance to prevent becoming overruled by artificially intelligent systems without even understanding what they're doing. And also in these days, free does not always really mean free, because often we pay with information rather than with money, but we pay unknowingly, often unwillingly, with this information, and therefore also open source. And conferences like this may be a contribution to keeping the spirit of openness alive that make our future brighter. And therefore, there is a bright future ahead of us, and with lots of topics and areas to explore, and therefore also lots of environments for the frog to leap to. May 13 become a lucky number for this conference, providing all of us with interesting insight, fruitful discussions, and a happy time to remember. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Heiden. So let's talk about this year's keynote. I had a bit of trouble with my keynote speakers were a bit unresponsive this year, so you don't find a long description in the current program. So I decided let's talk a bit about it now. Our first keynote will be held by Lorena Jomi-Palasi. She is one of the founders of Algorithm Watch. And she will talk about the dangers of algorithms and what can go wrong if you trust algorithms too much. And the other one is held by John Masters. He's head of ARM development at Red Hat. And he's been quite busy the last couple of weeks with the release of L1TF, the latest Spectre bug. And this will be the first event where he can go into detail about this. So this will be the keynote on Sunday. I hope he has landed by now and is on his way to the hotel. And of course, as every year, tonight we have our social event.
Yeah, we have our social event in the yard here. Hopefully the weather stays dry, at least in the evening. It will get cold, so please pack your jackets. At least it's getting way colder than the last weeks we had here. We have something new this year. We have, besides our barbecue provider, which we had last year, we have a food truck. The system stays the same. You can buy a band for about 10 euros, I think it is.
Yeah, we haven't decided on the price.
Yeah. We will see how much it costs.
Around 10 euros.
Yeah, it's about 10 euros, which you can buy, and then you can have free drinks and free food.
Our finance guy nodded, so it should be around 10 euros. Maybe a bit less.
We will see. I don't think it will be less. It will be either more. If you ask him, it will be more. So no, everything's cool. So the same procedure as last year. So you're going to get wristbands, and then you can drink and eat as much as you like. So if it rains, we will have a plan B, which will move the whole event into the back end of the main hallway. But I think the
We have tents.
Yeah, maybe we have tents for some people, not for all of them.
It won't rain. I'm sure.
We will see. So we hope it doesn't rain. We will see. But we were looking forward to the social event as every year. So hopefully all of you will be there and all of you will have fun there and have something to eat and something to drink.
Later. Essentials. So, as every year, there's plenty of drinks like Clubmate. They will be sold at the end of the Hochschulstraße. Is there an English translation for Hochschulstraße? The main hallway. Then we have childcare. So, if you brought your little one, you can drop it off at our Kernel Developers 2.0 section. And we have two capable persons taking care of your child. At the first this year, we have not only the C3 WOC with a V, which provides us with the video recording and live streaming. We have the C3 WOC with a W, the Chaos Waffle Operation Center. So around 3 this afternoon, there will be waffles, lots of waffles. Back there, opposite of the drinks, and as last year, There will be also popcorn and cotton candy. And for many people, one of the main reasons to come to FrostCon.
Yes, we have coffee again. The coffee provider from last year, which served excellent coffee, is this year again here, sponsored by ThoughtWorks, I think. I think we have some vouchers in the bags. I'm not sure about that. Maybe you get some free coffee if you ask them politely. So there will be the coffee from last year, which is very, very good, and will be again here. We have also some new things as we could do, as conference we have to develop. We have now a new rating system. Let's take a look if it's... Yes, it's right behind that wall. So we have a rating system where you can rate the talks you listen to directly after you leave the room, or if you stay in the room, just go to the front desk. You will see these rating boxes. Red is the bad one, and blue is the extraordinary thumbs up. If you're not familiar with colors, there's also a thumb over every button, so you can vote as you like. And these will be standing around here all day long in every lecture room we have. I think the main lecture rooms, I don't know if we have it also in the workshop rooms. No, I'm not sure about that.
Only MedTrack, and I think maybe the
network track. Yeah, maybe network track. If you see these, feel free to vote. This is one opportunity for us to get more feedback from your side. It's an easy way, just push a button. No need to do anything extra, no logging in, no filling out any forms. And if you, we would appreciate it if you do it. So then we get more feedback for our speakers, and the speakers get more pressure to have good talks.
And if you want to give more feedback, I will activate the feedback forms on every presentation. So if you go to program.frostcon.org, there will be a feedback link with every talk.
Yes, give us feedback, we appreciate it.
So this year we have an encrypted Wi-Fi. So the SSID is FrostCon and the password is FrostCon 0D12.
There are lots of signs around everywhere here which are also citing the password and SSID. So if you don't, if you forget it or don't write it down right now, then you can find it everywhere in our area here.
So we would like, if you want to talk to about FrostCon and social media, please use hashtag FrostCon or hashtag FrostCon13. We had a couple of cancellations for talks, so there are some empty slots. But we recently filled one. I think tomorrow morning there will be lightning talks in this room. So if you have a small presentation you want to give, sign up for the lightning talks. We were talking about the bouncy castle and the ball pit. I've upgraded, so instead of a ball pit, a bit of a small slide. A small slide into a ball pit, we now have a large slide, like 6 meter high slide into the ball pit, at the usual location. In the large ball pit, yeah, and a small bouncy castle because it didn't fit if I got a big bouncy castle. Also, you have feedback forms in your bags, so you can just fill them out and drop them off at the info desk. And as every year, this conference only runs with the help of volunteers. So if you have like an hour or two spare and want to help us out, or like if you want to see a talk and you think you can have done a help with a video recording, or look after the bouncy castle and the ball pit, just come by the volunteer room. It's in upper floor in the back C153. I think we have signs pointing to that. We will have signs pointing to it. And last not least, this wouldn't be possible without the help of our sponsors. So a big round of applause for Amazon, Tarent, IP Labs, Linux, OTRS, B1 Systems, MyLog, BinSec, Linux Hotel, the BSI, and Red Team Pentesting, and many more. And yeah, that's all from us. I thank you for coming and enjoy FrostCon.
Do you have any questions?
The cloakroom, you go to the info desk and they will bring you. We will check with them.
We will inform them. Any more questions? That's okay. We will do. Okay, so then, thanks a lot. Have fun at our conference. And we hope to see you throughout the next 2 days.